Amy Seraglio-Fearman, thanks for being with us, and our thoughts are with you and the rest of the parents in Chardon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a call now from John on the east side. John joins the conversation here on The Sound of Ideas. Welcome.
Hello, Mike. I hope you'll bear with me. I'm a little bit nervous about speaking on the air. But one of your guests, I forget which one it was, went to great pains to say that these sort of things were very rare, and that may be the case, but they're certainly a lot more common than they were 20 years ago. And there has been a very well-documented correlation between rampage shootings and school shootings in particular with people taking the so-called SSRI type antidepressants. That's the serotonin reuptake inhibitor type of drug like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil. And there's an organization which has been keeping track of this, and they have an astonishingly long list of shootings, suicides, senseless violence associated with those drugs. It's SSRIstories.com.
John, we don't know at this point, though, whether this student...
Right. I'm sorry, Mike. I meant to say that, of course, in this case, we don't know. The facts may come out. They may not come out. Very, very often, they're hushed up. But anyway, it's tremendously underreported in the news. A cynic would say that they're underreported because of the power of the pharmaceutical industry and the advertising bucks that they spend in the commercial media and the foundations and nonprofits associated with the pharmaceutical industry that support WCPN and NPR in particular.
A cynic might say that, but I think it would be really an absurd statement to make, frankly. But